And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here is the rock and roll news for the week of April 14th. The Beatles first met the Rolling Stones after the Stones' Richmond, England concert this week in 1963. Bobby Helms auditioned for and signed with Decca Records this week in 1956. In 1960, the musical on Broadway, Bye Bye Birdie, which was inspired by the drafting of Elvis Presley, opened on Broadway. The final episode of Where the Action Is aired on TV this week in 1967. The Buffalo Springfield performed for the first time, opening for the Byrds in San Bernardino, California in 1966. The Dick Clark movie, Because They're Young, opened this week in 1960. The first U.S. Hollies concert took place at the Paramount Theater in New York in 1965. The first U.S. Queen concert happened at Regis College in Denver, Colorado in 1974. 77 Sunset Strip debuted as an episode of the TV series Conflict this week in 1957. In 64, the very first Rolling Stones album was released in Britain. Washington's FBI lab reported it could not determine the lyrics to Louie Louie in 1964. The first solo concert by the band took place in San Francisco this week in 1969. Them with Van Morrison made their very first concert appearance, happened this week in 1964 at the Maritime Hotel in Belfast, Ireland. Paul McCartney released his first solo album, McCartney, this week in 1970. Etta James got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2003. American Bandstand aired a taped interview, a phone interview, in fact, with the Beatles this week in 1964. The movie FM, with performances by Linda Ronstadt and Jimmy Buffett, debuted this week in 1978. Jackie Wilson debuted his performance at the Copacabana in New York in 1962. The first ever Deep Purple concert happened this week in 1968, in Jastrup in Denmark. The Anne Margaret Elvis Presley movie Viva Las Vegas premiered in New York City this week in 1964. Brian May from Queen became Chancellor of John Moore University in Liverpool this week in 2008. The Shelley Fabre Elvis Presley movie Girl Happy opened this week in 1965. In 2009, George Harrison received a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Jerry Marsden of Jerry and the Pacemakers received the Freedom of Liverpool Award for services to charity and his hometown. Happened this week in 2009. In the studio, the Beatles recorded Paperback Writer in 66. Aretha Franklin recorded Think in 1968. Dean Martin cut Everybody Loves Somebody in 64. Ricky Nelson recorded Poor Little Fool in 1958. Bobby Bear cut Detroit City in 1963. And the Beatles recorded the vocals for Eleanor Rigby this week in 1966. Birthdays, Dave Edmonds is 75. Roy Clark, born in 1933. Bob Lumen, born in 37. Dusty Springfield was born this week in 1939. Bobby Vinton is turning 84. Roy Hamilton, born in 29. Henry Mancini, born in 1924. Jerry Rafferty from Steeler's Wheel, born this week, 1947. Ed Townsend, born in 1929. Tony Bellis is 83. Bobby Curtola, born 1943. The late producer Don Kirshner, who brought us The Monkees and the Rock Concert TV series, born this week in 1934. Haley Mills is turning 73. Mark Volman from The Turtles and Flo and Eddie, 72. Dickie Goodman, born in 1934. Bobby Russell, born 1941. And Johnny Tillotson is having a birthday. He is turning 81. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of April 14th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening and putting up with my voice for this week. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.